All right, so now what do we do?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, those are moments. You get that, yeah. I was not expecting to wake up and have a half hour to get ready and figure out what in the world we're doing this morning. But that's okay. That's all right. God had it under control. He knew. And so so here we are. I tell you what, though. We had an awesome worship experience at 8:30. Some really, really cool things happening and some cool things we got to hear from people in the church this morning already. And so I'm excited to see what God has for the rest of it and to hear from this group. I thought I would just to give you, a couple more minutes just to prepare yourself if there's something you want to share. I thought I would share just a little brief devotion I wrote for something else here. It's actually several years ago. It was kind of in the thick of COVID. And so I thought, oh man, okay, well, this is not going to connect exactly. So I'm going to have to change some things. But as I was reading this first paragraph, I'm like, really? There's different stuff, but this kind of makes sense as well. And so here's what I wrote a few years ago that I feel kind of makes sense today. And it says, to say that we're living in one of the craziest times in history might be an understatement at this point. You can see how that definitely made sense there, but kind of still makes sense now. It says, I'm not sure how much of anything in our lives seems, quote, normal right now, but as we move into a season that we label as Thanksgiving, I want to remind you to stop, take a deep breath, and really reflect on what are the truly important things in life. And then as we become more aware of the chaos and the blessings, remember that God is always there in the midst of all of it. And so that was kind of the kickoff paragraph there. I thought, man, that really kind of makes sense today too. We still live in a whole lot of chaos. There's a whole lot of things going on in this world that we don't understand that are just kind of crazy at times. And the verse that I was kind of building this little devotion around was in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Didn't have time to get it up there, but it's short, and you maybe have heard it. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I grew up in church, I've heard that verse probably many, many times. Rejoice, pray, that makes sense. The older I got, the part that bothered me was give thanks in all circumstances. And I'm thinking, that doesn't seem very easy. Sometimes our circumstances are pretty rough. They're not good circumstances. And I thought, well, how can we give thanks in all circumstances? Because sometimes I can tell you I don't want to. I'm not happy about this. I don't like it. I don't want to give thanks in this. But then what struck me was one tiny little word, the word in. It doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. It says give thanks in all circumstances. And while it's a tiny word, I feel like that's hugely important. We may not be excited about what our circumstance is, and we don't necessarily, God's not saying you have to be thankful for what's happening to you, but he says to be thankful in that. In the midst of that, and a lot of us have seen that, in the midst of one of these times, God's still at work. He's still doing things in your life. He is still there for you. And even in the middle of what might be going on and what might be super tragic, God's still working in that. And we can be thankful in that circumstance. And so with that in mind, that changed my whole perspective on that verse. And so now that makes sense to me. Now I get it. Now I understand. Another thing I wrote was that, I mean, of course, there's still going to be COVIDs. There's still going to be political unrest. There's still going to be racial tensions. There's going to be cancer. There's going to be other health issues, financial struggles, relationship issues, and on and on and on and on. Those things are still going to happen. Those don't just magically go away when you become a Christian. But when you become a Christian, God's there for you to walk with you in that. He lives in here. He's, like we sang earlier, the king is in the room. And there's power in that. When the king is in the room, things change. Things begin to happen. And there's a strength that we can rely on that goes beyond all things. Another verse I listed in here that's kind of been a verse I've clung to for a long time is Philippians 4:13 that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not on my own strength, but through Christ, that's where I get my strength. That's where I can go on. That's why when things come flying at us, we can still be grateful. We can still have overwhelming gratitude in all those things. Another verse I love that I wrote down in this Devo is Romans 8:28. It says, for all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And so for those of you that have accepted Christ and know him as your Savior, you know that in the end, he wants good for you. He wants good for all of us, whether you've accepted him or not. But once we accept him, he's with us. He lives in our heart and is there to walk with us daily in those things. So that was the gist of this devotion that I wrote. Just reminding us to be in this season of Thanksgiving, be reminded to be thankful in all things, not necessarily for all things. Those are sometimes good, sometimes not so good. The circumstance shouldn't change our joy, shouldn't change our peace in knowing that Christ is with us. And so to be thankful in those things. And with that, we do have a roaming microphone. And so I'll just encourage you, if there's, again, we've heard some stories recently from some of you. There may be another part to one of your stories or somebody that hasn't had a chance to share, but just share with us briefly. We'll keep moving that around. We got one already ready to go. I knew you'd be ready. I knew you'd have something, but yeah. But Phil, again, it was amazing to hear the stories from everybody earlier, and I told them, as long as you're not sharing, I'm going to keep rambling. So, and then the hands went right up, like, okay, I'm in, let's go. So we'll start with Heather back here. Sorry for those online, you're not going to be able to see everybody, but you'll be able to hear them, and so you're just going to look at me awkwardly listening to, go ahead. Check that again there. I think it's on. Was. I heard it. Yeah.
Hello. Sorry, I'm in the back. Y'all have to turn around. My name's Heather Dennis, and my husband Tom, unfortunately, is ill today. He couldn't be here. But I want to say how thankful I am. Oh, I'm going to cry. Sorry. How thankful I am for this body of believers. Tom and I moved here 2 years ago, kind of late in life. It was somewhat unexpected. We both lost our jobs in Illinois at the same time. And we felt like God was telling us to come back this direction. We have kids in the Detroit area. And so we said, okay, let's look around. Eventually, God provided a job in Bellevue. And so that was my job, and we moved to this area. And, you know, we've been in a lot of churches, a lot of different denominations. And one of the hardest things you do when you move is to find a new place to call home. And we tried other churches in the area. But we were looking at a house to buy, and I was coming to that house following Google Maps. I don't know where I am, you know. And it took me right by this church. And I said, Tom, there's a church that's close to this house. We need to try it out. And the first time we came here, we had so many people asking us, oh, why are you here? You know, we're so glad you're here. We closed the church down. We were the last ones out the door because so many people were talking to us. And we felt so welcome. I already feel like you're my family. And if I needed you, you'd be there. And I want to be there for you. And I just can't tell you how important that is to us. Things haven't been easy since we came here. I've actually changed jobs twice more, unfortunately. But so many people have loved us through those changes, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being the family to us.
Thank you, Heather. Thank you. Sure.
Hi, my name's Eli, and I work with an after-school Bible study group in another town, and I had a girl that last year was kind of difficult, and we asked this lady to sit with her, so this lady's been coming and sitting with her, and the lady this year has been kind of problematic in the classroom. It's been striking. But the girl, her behavior has been a lot better this year. And a few weeks back, she pulled me back as we were leaving the school because she wanted to tell me something. And she told me she was self-harming. And so I was really distressed about that. And she obviously didn't want this lady to know. So I called Pastor Mark and got some counsel from him. And I thought I had a plan of what I was going to do. And then it was the next week, and we're at the school waiting in the office area. And a whole series of events, God pointed out the guidance counselor, who I knew he worked. I just thought he was a regular teacher, but it came about where God pointed out, oh, hey, it's the guidance counselor. Somebody said it. And I'm like, oh. So I just felt like a light bulb went on, and I was able to talk to him and share this girl's information. And then I was like, how am I going to get this girl alone from this lady and tell her I spoke to the guidance counselor? Is she going to be mad at me? But she seemed relieved. And ever since that time, and I think she's been meeting with him, she started like standing up for herself. And I guess this lady was telling her, oh, you're special needs. And she didn't like that. No offense to someone who might be that. But she's like, I've been diagnosed with ADHD, but I'm not special needs. And she keeps putting that label on me. So a whole series of events happened in the last few weeks where now I'm taking the girl to, and not to the school, but home from the school, whereas before this lady was like, only I can do that. So it's like, and I had a chance to talk to her parents, and they were like, we don't know why this is all happening. It's fine for you to bring her home. And so I just feel like God all of this has unraveled. And this girl is getting freedom and getting help. And I just love these kids. But I want you to know the kids I'm dealing with, there's so many terrible things. The one boy keeps getting grounded because he's so hungry. He's taking food. And his grandma is grounding him from coming to our Bible group. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many serious things going on. So I just want you to be praying for the youth, because maybe the youth here at our church have a good support system or people who know the Lord, but there's a lot of kids out there who really need our prayers and our support. And I would appreciate your prayers that I can know what I need to do to help these children, because I just wish I could take them into my house and love on them and let them know how much Jesus loves them and he has a good plan for their life. But I can't do that. So I need wisdom when I'm with them. We have an hour after school program once a week that I'm so thankful that we have. And so just keep us in your prayers. I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Eli.
Awesome. Yeah, let's give God. Yeah. While you're thinking, oh yeah, there we go. Awesome. Told you I was going to talk if you don't.
I'm going to go up front, so don't get a crook in your neck. My name's Dave Omler. Been here since 1965. Married to my beautiful wife, Andrea, who does the signing here for 50 years. She's gone here her whole life. But back in, I think, the seventh grade, I accepted Jesus into my life, and wasn't long after that I watched the story of Jesus on the cross on my little console black and white TV that I got from my grandparents. And it was dark when it finished, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I was weeping profusely, and I laid there in bed and crying, and I saw a hand go over top of me, and I stopped crying immediately and felt the peace of God. And I think that was a good start to my faith journey, and I've got a couple other stories I'll share another time, but that has been a very special one in my life. Thank you.
Awesome. was going to share a quick thought, too. We talked last week about this image that we're using for the graphic. This was one I actually was blessed to be able to... I got to take that photo when I was in Zambia. That's a portion of Victoria Falls, which is one of the seven wonders of the world. Look that up. It's incredible. But I actually got to stand there and see that in person. But I was thinking this morning, in light of being grateful and having gratitude, while that's unreal, and you can easily see God's majesty in that, and it's easy to be grateful for something like that. As soon as you left there and you went into the towns and where people lived, you didn't see that kind of majesty. You didn't see that kind of beautiful picture and this glorious view. You saw people in poverty. You saw homes that were just put together with sheet metal and whatever they could round up. You saw trash in the streets. You saw all kinds of things that we probably wouldn't, you know, we're pretty fortunate here. We probably wouldn't live in that or want to live in that. But what I also saw, and where the point comes in, is I saw gratefulness and I saw gratitude in the people. I saw they didn't let that circumstance hold them down. They were so grateful for what they did have and happy that they did have something to eat that day, even if it was small and it was one meal for the day. When we would host these conferences over there, they may be living in just a cobbled together shack, but they would show up to this conference in a suit and tie, ready to go and ready to give God their best and ready to serve him. That was just incredible. I mean, that was so humbling and so moving to see the gratitude that they had, having almost nothing, right outside of somewhere like this, where you could just see God all over the place. I felt like I could see God maybe even more in the midst of these people who just wanted to worship and just wanted to serve and wanted to give him glory. So yeah, we'll move on over here. But yeah, I just wanted to share that as well and encourage you too. Like we've got so much. We've got so many reasons to be grateful and thankful. So yeah, I'll go ahead and kick it over to Dave.
I can be quick because January 5th, I stood here and already did my testimony. So hopefully some of you are here and already heard it. If you weren't, it's probably still in the circuit sermon archives, right, Mike? But just an update, because I had written out that testimony in that summer, and I had told Mark I had it. And I said, Mark, if there's ever a time you want me to share it, you need somebody to come here and fill in. It's there. I'm happy to do it for you. I feel God calling me to share it. And so that was like in August, and he didn't ask me to do it till January. So there was a part of me that felt like it was a God's timing thing, right? When he asks me to come up on January 5th, that's the day that he wants me to do it. I remember my mom was in the emergency room that night, and I was up with till 3 a.m. with her, and then I came back in here at 8:30, and then again at 10, and shared it twice. But it was a story of the previous 7 years and what I had gone through with my career and everything else. And it's interesting, because my human brain will tell me, well, this was the time God wanted me to share it, so now I've got everything figured out, and I can just kind of cruise, right? And of course, we know in our faith journey that's not how the world works. God has other things planned for us, and he wants to keep moving in our lives, and we have to be ready for that, and we have to want it, and we have to watch for it and wait for him to say, David, I'm moving, and I want you to move with me. And we don't do that because we want to be comfortable, because we're humans, and we want to be comfortable. So he's been moving, and I'm trying to keep moving with him and recognize that. And at the same time, it's interesting, because a lot of our friends, we're at an age now where they start talking about retirement, right? You know, you'd start getting towards 60-ish. And I've been thinking about that. And it's one of those things where you ask yourself, like, all of a sudden God prodded this verse that we memorized when we started the Purpose-Driven Life Ministry way back. It was like 20 years ago. The first verse they had us memorize was Ephesians 2:10. And it was, we are all God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do great things, which he has prepared in advance for us to do. And so I just checked my Bible app. There's not a verse 11 that says, until you turn 65 and you can collect Medicare and go on Social Security. And Debbie, I think about you taking on a new role that you just took on a few months ago. It's like, he's got so much planned for everybody in this room. Are we ready to move, ready to adjust? And can I challenge myself the same way? So if you want to hear my testimony, it's January 5th, but he keeps moving. There's no magic wall that we jump over one day and say, okay, I'm just going to play golf and watch Netflix after this.
So we...
I'm Mara Meisner. A lot of people know me as Mara O'Connell, Mara Overmeyer, and I came to church here back when I was in preschool and found out that Pat Overmeyer was my great aunt. So everybody's known me since I was here little. But I want to talk about my middle son who is on the spectrum. I knew we had such struggles with him and such terror, but I knew that through the grace of God that we would... he would get us through it and we would be getting on a right path. And now he is on that point where he's going to get to go back to Old Fort and getting to be back with his regular friends and everything. So he's super excited about it. Unfortunately, he's not here today or he'd be telling everybody he gets to. But I just wanted to say about him. And then another short one is we finally have our house done that we've been working on for 5 years now. But on November 1st, I finally got to put my son's ashes in his own little case and cabinet, and we were finally able to put all of the rest of his decorations in for his 9th birthday. And we're coming up on 9 years of his angelversary, which is where we laid him to rest here at this church. So this church has done amazing things and has kept my faith in him through everything that I've been through. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah. I was thinking, I mentioned at 8:30 this morning too, just how grateful I am for this church and this body. I've been to churches where if the pastor was out for a morning, they'd just close the door because nobody else serves. Nobody else does anything. Nobody else would step up to do anything like that. If the pastor's out, that's it. Well, we can't do anything. And I'm so grateful for a church that has leaders that if any one of us are gone, church doesn't stop. You guys are still serving and still moving and still going. And just because we're, you know, missing one piece doesn't mean the church is shut down. And so I'm so grateful that while, you know, Pastor Mark, if you're watching, man, we're so grateful for you and so thankful for you and all that you do. We love you and your family, and you can't be gone after this week. That's it. You got to be back. But I love that this is a church that doesn't stop, that is going to serve God no matter what. And so thank you all for all that you do to make this place continue to grow and continue to happen. It's never reliant on one person or one personality, and so thank you so much. But yeah. Anybody else want to share this morning before we die here?
I just want to say that I'm very thankful for this church, too. I had a critically ill grandchild, and my own church wasn't praying for her. And she was critically ill for a long time, and this church prayed for her all the time. And then Nola really brought me to this church. After my mother died, before she died, I told her, I said, I'm going to leave the church, Mom. And she said, I don't care. I don't like her pastor anyway. So so I came over here, and I just have so many friends in this room. I love the community in this church, and I am so thankful for everybody here that's been a friend to mine, and I love you all. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hi, everybody. My name is Araya. Not really sure. I didn't plan out exactly what I was going to say, but I have been finding, so I've been going to therapy for about 8 weeks. It was really important to me to get a Christian therapist, and I found lately a lot with Pastor Mark's messages and in therapy. It's funny how God works, that a lot of things will coincide, the same messages. I found that sometimes whenever our pastor will share something, like our last couple of weeks showing going out in nature can be beneficial, and the power of prayer and, you know, being able to hear God's voice. And I've also found in therapy, she kind of has been talking about the same things. So I've just found it really therapeutic for me, because I can struggle a lot with anxiety and relationships, communication with people. And for a while, it was really a struggle for me. How do I know if that's God's voice or if it's just my own thoughts, or, you know, even the Satan could be trying to plant stuff in my mind? And I found how Pastor Mark was saying, God's not going to tell you to do anything that's going to go against Scripture. His word endures forever. So I found lately combining going out in nature, the power of prayer, because even in therapy, prayer is one of the things that they recommend to help deal with emotions and just being more mindful of how you communicate. So I've just found that praying consistently along with going out in nature and then reading the word, doing all of that in a combination has been really helpful for me lately. And I feel like I'm able to more clearly recognize if it's God talking to me or if it's just my own thoughts. And it's been really beneficial because I've been able to recognize when God is asking me to do stuff and when he's leading me. So, yeah, that's just been my journey so far. And it's still ongoing, but I just really recommend the power of prayer. At least do that. Meditate on the scripture. And you can see changes in your life. God changes you. They say his word is his living word, and it's a real true thing. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's awesome. I love to hear stories from the church. I also said at 8:30, even though Mark wasn't here to share the message that he had prepared, I feel like this was the message God wanted us to hear this morning. That this is what God wanted us to be in this room for this morning, is to hear these testimonies and hear what all of us have gone through. While I'm doing that, the band can go ahead and maybe like get into place here. We'll sing again here before we leave. But yeah, I mean, I believe that this is what God had us to do. We all, for those that know Christ, we all have a testimony of some sort. It may be grand, it may not seem so grand, but you've got a story to tell, and you've got things to be grateful for and thankful for. So tell somebody that. You know, maybe you didn't get to share this morning, but when you go home, share that with somebody in your family. Maybe something you haven't shared with them yet, or send a note to a friend or something like, hey, I just was just thinking about this morning, and God's good, and I just wanted to tell you what he did for me. Okay, yeah, we got another one here too.
I just wanted to share, I got to go on 7 mission trips with our youth, and they were amazing. We built a wheelchair ramp on the last one I went. And when we go on these trips, and I'm hopefully there will be more, they study the word, they pray together, they also enjoy themselves. But we're there to help others. And I guess I'm reminding people to pray that we get a good youth leader in this body of believers, that we can continue to do these trips. Because our youth, the things they see and the things they pray helps them grow spiritually. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Yeah, some of you know, some of you don't know. Awesome. Some of you know, some of you don't know. We're currently looking to hire a new youth leader for the church. Matt might be watching too occasionally, I think. But we were blessed to have Matt here for a while. But since he moved, we've been interviewing and looking for the right person that God wants in this place. And so I know they're talking to people and checking all that. But keep praying for that, because I'm also grateful we've got awesome opportunity to reach youth in this area. There's so many youth right here that we've already been able to connect with in different ways. And if you're looking to get involved, we're going to hear, I think maybe January, February, we're looking at the dates of the home games, but hosting some fifth quarters here at the church, or after the game, the kids can come over here and hang out, have pizza, play games, just a fun, safe place for them to hang out. And so if anybody wants to get involved with things like that, we've had some different opportunities to connect with the school on different projects and things like that. So that's definitely something to be grateful for, too. Not every community gets to do that. So we're really thankful for that as well. But other thing, I think we're good here. We're going to wrap up. But I would miss a beautiful opportunity if I also didn't say that if for those of you that maybe don't know this God we're talking about, maybe you know him by name, you know him by story, but you don't have a relationship with him, please, please, please talk to one of us. You know, me or Deb, or we've got other leaders here this morning, or you want to wait and talk to Pastor Mark when he's back around. But talk to one of us. We want you to know that personal relationship with Jesus. We want you to know that he died for you, that he loves you, that he rose again, that he covered that sin debt for you. All we have to do is accept it. And so we want to give you that opportunity as well. Please, please, please talk to us. We don't want you to go without not knowing this Jesus and this God that we're talking about. So anyway, with that said, I want to thank you all so much for everything this morning. We're going to stand and stretch, and we're going to close with one more song. I frantically messaged the band this morning. Hey, we're changing things. That last song was good, but I think we need to sing this one. So, but as we've been praising God and just singing his praises, I thought we'd continue to do that. And I was going to share, there's a verse I found this morning too that I thought really kind of hit right where we are this morning, right in this moment. 2 Samuel 7 says, "How great are you, sovereign Lord? There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears." And how true is that? Like literally right now, just in this moment this morning, how we have heard how great God is with our own ears from testimonies from people right in this very, very, very room. And so we're going to lift up God's name here as we sing. And there we go. That's working. And just share how great our God is. And so let's lift our voices. Amen. Let me just pray over us as we leave today. And as you leave, again, remember to be thankful to God in all things. No matter what life throws at you, good and bad, be thankful to him in all things and praise him for the great and mighty God that he is. Let's just pray. God, I thank you for this morning. And again, Lord, while it wasn't what we thought we were walking into this morning, I believe it's exactly what you wanted. And I believe we heard the message that you wanted us to hear this morning. Thank you for all those that shared, and thank you for all the stories in our lives, whether we heard them or not this morning, all the ways that you show up and you care for us and you hold us in the palm of your hand. God, we can't thank you enough for that. We can't be grateful enough for that. But Lord, we try this morning. We try to give you our best. As we leave this morning, as we go our separate ways, help us to carry that with us. Help us to take that thankfulness and that gratefulness back to our homes, to our work, to our schools, wherever we go, God. Help us to take that with us and celebrate you and praise you in all things. God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thanks for being here this morning. We'll see you.